God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Turn with me to the book of Matthew, and we'll start in the 17th verse, chapter, 17th chapter. It is an abbreviated version of Mark 9. It makes reference to the epileptic boy and his father's painful request to Jesus. It includes something that Jesus does not say in Mark's gospel. And it is on that statement that we want to begin our journey. After Jesus heals the boy, we come to the disciples' question to Jesus in verse 19. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart. He had separated himself, and they sat with him and asked him, "Why could we not cast the spirit out of the boy?" And Jesus says in verse 20, "Because of your unbelief." Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as, not the size of, as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, "Remove from here to over there," and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Remove from here to there,' and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you." Then he quickly follows up with, "However, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting." It is not my intention to discuss the inner workings or the intricacies of prayer and fasting. Not with Pentecostal people. Nor do I wish to exaggerate the Father's woeful cry. As Mark records, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." I do not wish to talk about the disciples' inability to get the job done, because there are times when all of us fall flat on our face when we think we're believing God. But I want to tie two thoughts together from Jesus' statement in verse 20. When the disciples asked him directly, why could not we cast this spirit out of the boy? Jesus is very succinct. Because you didn't believe it. He suggests that satanic response is tied in to your belief system. It's almost as if he's saying the devil knows if you believe and he responds based on your belief. If you don't believe, he won't respond. And so you find yourself fighting against the devil who believes more about God than we do. It is always thrilling to us to watch Jesus work a miracle. It's always captivating as he turns the water into wine and walks on the water and raises the dead and provides for thousands with meager supply. It's always a Hollywood presentation, if you will. In our minds, we see it as something way out of our sphere of abilities and influences. Yet Jesus never suggests that. Jesus, on more than one occasion, invites us in to that miraculous realm so that you and I could experience the joy of changing the natural into the supernatural. I believe that Jesus becomes as frustrated with us now as he did with his apostles when he would ask them on several occasions, why is it that you don't believe? I don't get it. How simple does it need to be? Why is it that you are still stuck in the same dimension of your faith and still depending on people rather than me? Did you ever stop and wonder why you have not moved past a certain level? It's because the people that are keeping you on that level have nothing else to give you. You can't go any further because you've maxed out their ability to help you. So you're stuck right there with that person's ability to give you only what they can. You can't look for miracles from people who are not miraculous. And many of us here this afternoon find ourselves stuck in the same position of physical, emotional, psychological, and financial bondage because there's some human that's responsible for holding us in stasis. We pray and we ask God for supernatural deliverance from something, only to find we go right back to what's comfortable, manageable, and predictable. This is not something that we do temporarily. This has become our life. It has become our norm to depend on people. And when God tries to sever it, to do something greater, we won't let him do it because we slip into unbelief, doubt, anxiety, stress, which results in high blood pressure and the accompanying conditions that come with that. Then if that doesn't work, we put guilt on the person so that they can continue to support us when God is clearly trying to move us. We're struggling with our existence because like this man, we keep going to the disciples and not to the disciples' Lord. We say we believe God, but we won't let go of those training wheels on that bike. We say we have faith in God, but there's somebody who is augmenting or helping said faith. I remember as a child trying to ride my first bicycle, and I just couldn't get it going. And I didn't have any training wheels. It was a medium-sized bike with the high handlebars on it and the banana seat. And I was about 2 years old, and I was riding on that bike on Susquehanna Avenue. It was about 28 years ago, and I was riding on that bike, and I couldn't get it going right. I'm wobbling down the street with that bike, and I just sensed I was going to fall. And I heard from up on high, a voice said, "Push the pedals with your feet." And I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. I started pushing my feet, and I rode the bike without a training wheel. After I stopped at Van Pelt Street, I turned and looked to see who was offering me that salient advice. And I looked, and it was my mama out the third floor window. She didn't run down to help me. She gave me instruction. And the Bible said faith comes by hearing. And I heard what she said, and I've been riding bikes ever since. She didn't come out and grab the bike and say, "Come on, I'm going to hold it for you." She just said, "Push your feet." And all God is saying in this Bible is, "I'm going to give you instruction." And we want him to come down and hold our hand and walk us through the tempestuous time, walk us through the fiery furnace. Jesus, the Bible says, the only thing he did for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was show up. It doesn't say he took anything out the fire. It doesn't say he changed the fire. It doesn't say he kept them from the fire. It just said he showed up. So my brothers and sisters, the suggestion of Scripture is all you need God to do is show up. And faith will tell you that God is going to be in charge of this thing when he shows up. See, the secret is, how do you get him there? That's the secret. How do I get him here? You're not going to get him here by panicking. You're not going to get him here by having anxiety. You're not going to get him here by supposing the worst. But he does inhabit the praise of his people. You will get him here when you begin to give him praise. You will get him here when you begin to give him glory. When you demonstrate, "I expect you to do something. And because I know you're going to do it, I'm going to thank you in advance because I know you're going to do it." And he has to show up, because his credibility is at stake.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
11117P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.